98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
The Coyotes' all-time career points leader joins Burns and Gambo.
Now. Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
We've got such a good relationship with Shane Doan. We don't even care that he's been retired for a couple of years. We just like putting him on, man. We enjoy having Shane Doan on the show, and he joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. At least, Shane, one of us enjoys having you on the show, because Gambo's about to bring up something.
This has been great this year. I mean, this year has been great.
Gambo's, he's going to go there again, Shane. I'm just telling you.
I can't believe that. Like, really? Could I have picked the worst time to come on, start a segment?
151 to 89.
Sometimes it just happens that way.
No, all year it's happened that way.
I know.
151 to 89. I think it's time for you to turn your team over to me.
No, I'm not turning my team over to you.
Yes.
I agree I should turn my team over. I'm just not turning it over to
you. I think you should give me one week to fix your roster and win next week. Come on, 1 week.
No.
I will play fantasy football for 1 week with your roster and guarantee you a win.
No.
And if I lose, I'll shut up the rest of the year and I won't say a word about how bad your fantasy football team is.
No, if you wanted to play and you wanted to talk to me about it this much, you should have played in the league.
I retired undefeated. Listen to me. I am offering you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is like getting in on plastics. You know, I'm giving you a...
What is this, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate?
No.
Seriously, man, that's an old-school reference right there.
My favorite Christmas movie. Get it on plastics with George. I will take your team over for 1 week. You give me the code. I will fix your roster. I will win you a game. And if I lose, I won't say another word.
The law of averages says that I should win one of the.
You've lost every single
game
you've played.
That's not true. He's won two games this year. His fantasy team.
And so the law of averages says that at some point I'm going to get lucky and someone's going to have a bad week and I will win.
Are you going to take me up on my offer or no?
I'm not going to give you the benefit of that happening so that you could then brag even more about that happening. Like, there's zero chance I'm ever going to let that happen.
You're a joke. You are a joke.
That's amazing.
You should see. You are scared that I would fix your roster and you'd win a game. You're scared.
I'm not. I have
You're scared.
Zero chance that I'm afraid of you.
You're afraid.
I just don't want the opportunity of you getting lucky and then me having to pay the price.
But listen, I'm going, because we're going to switch. I want to talk about these two wins in a row for the Yotes.
Oh,
but listen,
so cool.
I will shut up and never comment about how bad you are at fantasy football again if I don't win next week. You don't want to take that chance?
No, I
won't say a word about fantasy football and how bad you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking that chance. I would rather take the abuse than give you the chance of that satisfaction.
Okay, well, I got one more thing. If I have Sarah put a poll up, should Gambo take Shane Doan's team over for one week, yes or no? And the public votes yes. Will you give in?
No, I'm not giving you the chance of having that.
I'm saying we put it to a public vote. 1 week, just 1 week, I take over.
Man, no, you know what? No wonder Chelsea married you. Do you not take no for an answer? I mean, holy crap, dude. He said no a dozen times. How many times did Chelsea say no before she finally caved? Because she just got tired of you asking.
She asked me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shane, there we go.
I'm going to save you.
She asked me to get married.
We're going to change topics here on you, and I'm going to conveniently ignore the fact that you play me this week in fantasy football in the league.
Oh, see, well, then... Maybe. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Well, he's got a good team.
Yeah. Let's talk about this hockey team right now. The note that is now making the rounds in the NHL, the Coyotes became the first team in NHL history to win road games on consecutive days against the two prior Stanley Cup winners. That had never happened before ever in the history of the league. Crazy what this team is doing right now.
It is so cool. I mean, that is such an unbelievable... That in itself is just, it's a huge testament to what Talk and the group is doing. And I was surprised when I think it's happened 70 times people have had the opportunity for it. But it's just one of those things that I'm happy for the guys, because those were two tough losses right before they left, and for them to find a way to kind of come out of that and get these 4 points was huge.
Yeah, and I love this about Todd, because I talked to him after each game. God, he's pissed off, too. He's so mad. They had a 2-0 lead and a 3-1 lead against Washington, and then fell apart at the end, and they had to win it. And like it's just like he's demanding excellence from these guys. So just getting those wins to him just isn't enough. He wants to make sure they close out those games when they've got those big leads.
Well, that's one of those things. It's amazing how... It's absolutely fascinating, the psyche of an athlete and how easily it can get adjusted and how easily it can get hurt. And if you lose a couple games in a row and that gets in your head, I don't care how hard you want to act like that's not there, it's always going to linger. Like if the Coyotes get up on Minnesota and then they turn and they end up losing the game, that's going to linger in their head that, oh no, this has been 3 or 4 games in a row that this has happened. It's amazing how that works for everyone in every situation like that. And we just, I know Talk's pushing because he doesn't want that to ever get in your mind.
What's it like as a captain? Because their captain is struggling mightily. He's having an awful year. Talk's had to, take him off that first line. He didn't play him in the last minute and a half in that Washington game. He's trying to do everything he can to get him going, but he took him off the number one unit. He didn't play him in the last minute against Minnesota. He's kind of cut his ice time quite a bit. I mean, as a captain, when you're struggling as bad as Larson is, what goes through your mind?
Well, when you're struggling, it's tough. Like, there's no question about it. It takes away some of your, I think, your moxie in the dressing room, and that makes it difficult. I don't think Oliver's struggling that much. I think he'd wish he had a few more points here or there, but he's not struggling that badly. I think that he's definitely your best defenseman. He's definitely arguably your top 2 or 3 players on your team. He's an amazing player. So it's just something that he's in right now offensively that he wants to contribute more, and Talk wants a little bit more out of him. So when you're in a situation where you're trying to find a goal or trying to do something, you might not use him. But in the grand scheme of things, if the Coyotes are really going to be a playoff contender, Oliver has to be one of their best players, and they'll come back to him. And that's what Oliver has to look at. As a captain, you don't look at it as the last 3 or 4 games I'm struggling. You have to look at it, well, over my career, I've played well enough that they've gave me the C, and now I got to rely on the fact that I'll come back to that level. And I can't get dwelling on the fact that I've struggled for the last 2 games, because I need to still be one of the leaders in the room. And you just have to believe that, and you can't let that go.
Is that easy or hard to do?
It's so hard to
do. It's so hard, right?
It's so hard because you're in a, what you do is, you know, what have you done for me lately? And when you haven't done it lately, it's hard to go to feel like you can stand up and say, hey, we got to do this and we got to do that. When there's guys in the room that you know that are pulling a little bit more weight than you right now.
But what about when you get pushed to a different line? Like when you're on the top line and then you got moved down, like when you get taken off that number one unit, I mean, is that a psyche blow to you? It has to be, right?
Yeah, I think there's always an element of that. And there's an element of, like, sometimes you have to be, as a leader, you're always thinking of the team and you're trying to walk that fine balance of when is it beneficial for the team for me to get a little selfish and try to get myself out of this? And when is it just, I got to understand that the team comes first in every situation. And you have to walk that fine balance constantly of being like, our team does better when I play better. So for tonight's game, I have to focus more on my game and not worry about others. But at the same time, I can't look selfish. And you're walking that fine line constantly. And when you get removed from a line and you get demoted, then you're having to be like, okay, do I act a little angry and show the emotion that you've hurt me, that I've taken this a little personal, and really come out and show a game where I'm like, everyone knows that you're angry. Everyone knows that it's built up inside you. But that causes you to play better. So then you help the team win, which is being a leader, which is, it becomes so convoluted that you're constantly trying to find that balance. But it's difficult. It's not fun. And it's one of the reasons why wearing the C's heavy.
Yeah. Shane, I would wish you luck in fantasy football this week. But I'll be really honest with you. As much as I'd love to see you stick it to Gambo and end this and do it without his help, Man, I do not want to be that guy that loses to you. I just don't want to be that guy. So I'm not going to wish you luck this week in fantasy football.
I'm becoming like that bad baseball team that's lost like 12 in a row, and nobody wants to be the team that loses.
Exactly.
You know,
the Harlem Globetrotters play.
I just don't want to be that team. I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. Because if I do, you think it's bad for you hearing it once
a week? I know.
Can you imagine if I come in here on Tuesday and I lost to you in fantasy football in our league around here? He'll never let me live it down.
I think you're just chicken for not letting me take your roster.
I should almost take out my guys just so that you can win, so we eliminate that opportunity.
No.
And then I can win the next weekend.
See, that's why you're the nicest guy in the world, that you would even offer to deliberately lose against me, so I wouldn't have to put up with that. Yeah.
Or I just can't handle listening to Gamble do that, so I want to make sure. It's like, again, we're going back to balance. I got to walk that fine balance.
Hey, don't worry. Your season's over already, but it'll officially end in like 3 more weeks.
Well, my season was over 2 weeks ago.
Your season was over when you put your roster together.
My roster was great.
Oh, yeah, so great.
Donor, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
I miss you guys. Thanks.
All right, Donor.